Guys, what we're going to be talking about today is confession. You guys have probably heard from Sadir a little bit about it. We're going to try to understand it a little bit from a lot of different ways, but then we're just going to try to make sure that we understand what it is and understand why we do it. Okay? You guys ready? Let's do it. Okay. So you guys know I like to do as many stories as possible. So this story you heard before, okay? But we're going to try to understand it in a slightly different way, okay? So everyone knows the story, guys. And every time I ask a question, I'm not going to have you guys have voices because there'll be too many, but just give me a thumbs up, okay? I can see everyone's screen, so I can see if you're doing a thumbs up and I'll know to move forward. Perfect. So it's the story of Genesis, right? Okay. So Genesis is the first book of the Bible, right? It's where God creates everything, okay? God creates the world, and then God creates people, right? And he creates two people first. Which two people does he create? He creates Adam, and then he creates Eve, right? He creates Adam and Eve. And what does he tell them? He tells them, you can do whatever you want. You just can't eat of this one tree. Just the one tree, you cannot eat of it, okay? He says, you can do anything you want. He says, but you cannot eat of the tree, right? And then he tells them, if you eat of the tree, and now I want someone to answer this. If you eat of the tree, what is going to happen? What's going to happen if they eat of the tree? Who knows? Raise your hand. Sarah, what's going to happen?
You won't be able to live in this garden anymore.
It's something like that, but even stronger. Not only not able to live in the garden, what else? Practical on antelope? Okay, yes. The red man. The guy in the red shirt. Yes, sir.
You destroy God's trust in you?
You do. Even you destroy God's trust in you, but keep going. What did God tell them?
If you may not touch the tree, no matter what.
And if you do, what's going to happen, Ethra? What's going to happen, Intuitive? Yes, the one with the green sweatshirt. What's going to happen?
They're going to die?
Yeah, God says you will die. Says if you eat of the apple, you will die, right? So we all know the story. What did Adam and Eve do?
They ate of the apple, right?
Mute everyone, sit here. That's me. They ate of the apple, right? Okay. And as soon as they ate of the apple, okay, did God know they ate of the apple? God knows everything. God always knows everything. So God comes into the garden, right? And what does God tell them? What's the first thing God says in the garden? He says, where are you? Guys, think about that. Does God know where Adam and Eve are? God knows where God, guys, does God know where you are right now? God knows everything. God knows where you are better than you know where you are, right? God knows where every single one of us are. So why is God asking Adam and Eve, where are you? It's tricky, right? Why is God asking them? Sarah, why is God asking them?
Because they're hiding from him.
God wants them to know, where are you in relation to where I am? I asked you to do something and you chose not to do it. So you are not close to me anymore. And what does God want Adam and Eve to know? God wants Adam and Eve to realize that they've went away from God. Okay? That's the first sin. That's the original sin. The first sin that man made, right? Man and woman made, is they disobeyed God. And when God said, remember God said that you will die? Did Adam and Eve physically die that day? God didn't mean a physical death. What kind of death did God mean?
Spiritual.
He meant the spiritual death. What sin does to us, guys, for the first and foremost of what sin does to us, it destroys our relationship with God, okay? It kills that grace, that power that God has in us, okay? That relationship that God has, that's what sin does, okay? That's what Adam and Eve did when they ate of the apple. Everyone good? Yes? Okay?
Yes.
So So they get removed from the, what's it called? They get removed from the garden. But before he removes them, what does he tell them? He says, I'm going to send you a savior, right? God gives them hope, right? He gives them forever hope. And who's that savior for us? Jesus, right? Jesus comes back and he comes back to save us, right? To allow us the possibility to possibly spend forever in heaven with God. Okay, so today we're going to concentrate on confession, right? We're going to concentrate on confession. Confession, guys, is what cleans our soul and makes us right with God again, okay? It makes our relationship with God good again, okay? The best way I know how to describe confession is it cleans the junk out of our soul, okay? Anyone ever played outside before in the rain? Raise your hand if you played in the rain. Okay, what happens when you play in the rain and then you come back inside? You got a lot of crap on you, right? What's the first thing your mom and dad say? Get your butt to the shower, right? Get your, well, hopefully not get out, but maybe stay out until you take off your clothes and then go in the shower, right? Because what's the shower going to do?
Clean you off.
It's going to clean you up, right? Okay, so it's going to clean up your physical body, yes? The shower cleans your physical body, yes? Thumbs up? What confession does, guys, confession cleans your insides, okay? Your insides. So confession cleans your insides. You have a good relationship with God. And I'm not sure when this is going to happen, but you communion kid, this is a very special class. Because what are you trying to learn? Because what are you going to receive very soon? What are you guys going to receive very soon? What is it, Laura and Martin and Marianne? The Eucharist. You're going to physically have, guys, you're going to physically have God inside of you. That's a big deal, right? It's a humongous deal. It's the biggest deal that we have, okay? You're going to physically have God inside of you. Anyone ever have your family, relatives come to your house before? Any relatives come to your house before? Yes. What's the first thing that your mom says, right? When she knows that relatives are going to come?
Clean the house.
No. Clean the house, man. You got to start cleaning everything, right? You got to start cleaning places that you have never even cleaned before. Go clean your room. Go clean under this. Go wipe this down. Go wipe the TV. Go wipe the floor. Go vacuum. You clean everything, right? Because people are coming to your house. You're paying them respect by giving them a clean house, yes? Guys, when you receive the Eucharist, who's coming inside of you?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ himself is going to be physically inside of you. How do you clean your soul? How do you clean yourself?
Go to confession.
Confession cleans yourself. It allows you to prepare yourself. It puts a clean spot so Jesus can come inside. Yes?
Yes.
Everyone understand? Okay. So far, so good? Okay. Yes. So write this down. There are two types of sin. Sin is when we do wrong against God. There are two types of sin. Write this down. Say two types of sin. Write down. There are two types of sin.
Two types.
Okay. Perfect. And then right under that, write number one.
Mortal.
Number one. I heard someone say it, but I'm going to flip it. I'm going to number. Well, no, let's start. We'll say number one is mortal. M-O-R-T-A-L.
Venial.
And then the other one is venial.
Venial.
Okay, so guys, these are very important, okay? These are very important for one reason, okay? And I'm going to be very blunt with you guys here, okay? I'm going to be very straightforward with everyone here. You guys are all old enough to know this, okay? If you die with mortal sin inside of you, and I'll explain that in a minute, so it's very important to understand. If you die with mortal sin inside of you, where are you going to go?
Purgatory?
No. Wrong. Guess again. Yes, Dynamic Buffalo.
You're going to go to hell.
Hell.
You're going to go to, and how long is hell for?
Forever.
Is there a way out of it?
No.
No.
How long is heaven for?
Forever.
Forever. So what do you want to make sure that when you're on earth, that you want to make sure that you're going to go where?
Heaven. Heaven.
It's pretty serious, right? Heaven. It's there forever. Imagine if you were going to be somewhere forever. You want to make sure it's a good spot, right? And heaven is the best spot, and hell is the worst spot. So you want to make sure that you are going to be in heaven forever, right? Forever. And the way to do that is not to have big sins inside of you. You're not going to have mortal sins inside of you. So if you do have mortal sins, and sometimes we commit mortal sins, we want to make sure, how do we get them removed, right? Because if we have them and we get them removed, then we can go to heaven with Jesus forever, right? So pay attention to this. If you have mortal sin, you need to go to confession. Now let's try to understand what mortal sin is. You guys ready? We want to understand it. Yeah. So we can know what it is. So we can know, hey, I need to go to confession right now. Okay? You ready? So mortal sin has three things that have to be, there are three requirements for it to be mortal. Are you guys ready? Number one, write this down. Under mortal sin, write this down. Get your pick. There you go. Right. It has to be a large sin. Okay, a big sin. Okay. Number two. Number two, you have to know it's a big sin. And I'll explain all these three to you, okay? So you guys understand. And number three, you have to do it on purpose. Okay. So what you do, it's you check off each one at a time, right? It has to be a large sin. You have to know that it's a large sin, and you have to do it on purpose, right? So if those three requirements are met, then what did you just commit? You committed a mortal sin, right? And the only way to forgive a mortal sin is how? How do you forgive mortal sins? You go to confession. You go to confession. That is how you forgive mortal sins. Okay? Every time you hurt God, what does God say? God says, please come back to me. I want you to come back to me and say sorry. And what does God do when you apologize to him?
Give us.
God forgives you 100%. Have you ever been mad at someone? Anyone ever been mad at someone? Who's got a brother or sister?
Me.
Raise your hand again.
I have.
Anyone ever been mad at your brother or sister? Yeah, everyone's been mad at their brother and sister. Have you ever had your brother and sister do something to you so annoying? Okay. And they bothered you so much. And then they came back and said, sorry. Okay. And you were still mad. You ever remember times like that where they come back and they say, sorry, but you're still mad at them. You guys remember that? You're still mad at them and you don't really want to forgive them. Right.
Right.
You're not ready to forgive them, okay? But guys, God is always ready to forgive you, okay? God is always ready to forgive you. When you do something wrong, God says, please come back to me. Please come back to me and I'm going to forgive you, okay? Everyone okay? Good so far? So, mortal sin. Look down on your piece of paper. You have to know that it's big. I'm sorry, it is a big sin. You knew that it was big, and you did it on purpose. Let me give you an example. We'll play a game. You guys ready? I'm going to give you an example of a sin, okay? And you're going to tell me if it's mortal. And guys, if a sin is not mortal, it automatically becomes venial. Does that make sense? Give me a thumbs up if that makes sense. If it's not mortal, it automatically becomes venial. Yes? Yes. Okay. So, it's got to meet those three requirements for it to be mortal, yes?
Mortal.
Okay, so if it doesn't meet one of those requirements, what happens to it? It becomes what? It becomes venial, right? Yes, it becomes venial. So I'll give you an example, okay? I was out and I have a gun and I was out shooting in the forest, okay? You guys ready? I was out shooting and I was just shooting some targets. Okay. I was out shooting some targets and I shot the target and the target was about 100 yards away. And while I was shooting, some random person came in front of the target and I did not know that they were there. and that and I ended up killing that person.
Venial.
Is that sin venial. Mortal or venial? And raise venial. Your hand for me.
Venial.
Whoever said that, why is that sin venial?
Because it's
yes,
an accident.
Tell me. Because it wasn't done on purpose, so you didn't meet one of their requirements, right? You didn't meet one of the requirements, so it automatically went from mortal, possibly more, to now venial, yes? You didn't meet one of the requirements? Let me give you another example, okay? You are a person that's never heard about the Catholic faith. You don't know. You might not know a certain sin is, you know, a certain thing is wrong, okay? If you do not know that certain sin is wrong, can that sin be mortal? Think about that, guys. You have three requirements, right? What are the requirements?
It's on purpose.
It was big. It was done on purpose, and you knew it was big. So if I did not know that sin was a big sin, could I commit a mortal sin? You have to meet all three requirements. So it's very easy, right? Anytime you commit a mortal sin, what do you say? You say, does it meet these three requirements? If it does, it's simple. You got to go to confession.
If I'll give you a third example.
Go ahead.
Okay. So your mom comes and asks you, how do I look in this dress? And your mom looks really fat in the dress. But you lie and say, hey, you look great, mom. Now, is it mortal or is it venial?
Mortal.
Mortal.
No, it's venial. It's what's missing? It's venial because even though you knew it was wrong, okay, and you did it on purpose, and you lied on purpose, it was not grave, meaning the sin itself was not a grave sin. Now, it's still bad to do, to lie, but it's not a grave sin because you lied about a small thing. You were trying to make your mom feel good, even though what you're doing is wrong. It's still a lie. But it's not mortal because it's not a big lie.
Did you guys get that? Guys, so you don't answer mortal or venial right away. Think about what it is, right? You have those three requirements. Go one by one. So Sadir gave you an example. Your first point is it a large sin? If it doesn't meet that requirement, then you move on to the next sin. I'm sorry. Then you know that it's venial right away. Does that make sense? Okay. You don't have to guess. There's no guessing game. Okay. You go through and you look at those three requirements and you say, hey, did it meet those requirements? And if it met those requirements, it's mortal. You got to go to confession. If it didn't meet those requirements, it's venial. Yes? Everyone good? Okay. Good. Okay. Yeah, can you still see me, Sadir?
No.
How about now?
No.
Can't see me? Well, that's better.
Oh, we're still
okay.
There we go. Okay. So, guys, what's the biggest reason we go to confession to a priest? This is really important for
clean
me.
Our souls and hearts.
It is. But let me ask you a question. Why don't you just go in your own little corner and talk to Jesus directly when you have mortal sins? Think about it. Why do a priest? When you have mortal sins inside of you, why go to a priest? It's a tough question, right? Tough question? Okay, tough question.
So you can forgive your sins and be, so you don't have any sins inside of you?
Yes, that's why you go to a priest, but I'm asking why to a priest? Why not just go off in your own little corner and do it yourself?
Because a priest is God, so he knows what he's doing.
No, I mean, that could be the case, but what if the priest doesn't know what he's doing very well? Can because you still Jesus go to that gave, priest?
Jesus gave a priest the power of forgiving mortal sins.
Ah, that's the reason that we go to confession, guys, and write this down. Right, the reason we go to confession to a priest, write this down. The reason we go to confession to a priest. The reason we go to confession to a priest. And this is the most important reason. And guys, this is the most important reason that we do everything, okay? And I'm going to give it to you in 1 second. The reason we go to a priest to go to confession. And I love the answer that someone just gave. Because it's the truth. The reason that we go to a priest, there's a lot of little reasons on the side. It works better. It makes us not sin as much. It makes us understand things. It makes us talk about our sins out loud, which makes us feel like we're not stuck to that sin. But the most important reason that we go to confession to a priest is because Jesus told us to do it that way. Write that. Because Jesus told us to do it that way. Okay. The most important reason that we go to confession to a priest, write this down, is because Jesus told us to do it that way. If Jesus told us to do it in a different way, it doesn't matter what we think feels good or anything like that, okay? But we listen to God, yes? Thumbs up? The reason we go to confession through a priest is because we listen to God, okay? Everyone good? Okay. Sir, how am I on time?
You're good on time, Rom. Continue.
Beautiful. Okay, excellent. Okay, guys, who's raising their hand? Someone have a question? Yes, hardworking armadillo. I can't hear. What's the question? Sir, did you mute everyone? Unmute.
Can you say the sentence again?
Sure. The second part?
Uh-huh.
So I'll say the whole sentence again. The reason we go to confession to a priest is because Jesus tells us to do it this way. Because Jesus tells us to do it this way. Okay?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am. Or sir.
Can you repeat the sentence that one?
The reason that we go to confession to a priest, the reason that we go to confession through a priest is because Jesus wants us to do it this way. I don't think there was a third one. Just two. The reason that we go to a priest is because Jesus tells us to do it this way. Okay? And I'm going to take 3 minutes and I'm going to show you how he did this. You guys ready? I'm going to tell you 3 stories. They're going to be quick stories. Do I talk a little fast? Yes, I talk. Okay. So I talk. Okay. Okay, good. Okay. So I'm going to tell you 3 stories. I need you to pay attention. Don't write anything down. Just pay attention. Okay. I just need your attention for about 3-4 minutes here. I'm going to tell you the story. We're going to go right to the Bible. Okay. I'm going to tell you 3 stories. They're going to be really quick. Okay. So, guys, there was a guy that was really sick. He was paralyzed. He couldn't walk, okay? So Jesus was inside this house, okay? Jesus is inside the house. Everyone's coming to Jesus. Why is everyone coming to Jesus, okay? Because he's healing people of miracles, right? I'm sorry, he's healing people, right? He's performing miracles, right? So the house is too full. Have you guys ever been to Christmas Mass or Easter Mass where the church is really full? Right? So the house is really, really, really full. Right? Mute sitter. Mute everyone, please. Sorry. So, are you guys hearing me? Give me a thumbs up. Great. So, Jesus is inside the house, and he's healing everyone. So, these guys' friends, this guy can't walk. So, they try to bring him in the front door of the house, but the house is so full, they can't bring him in. So, you know what they do? They create a hole on top of the house, and then they bring him in through the hole, and they sneak him in down to Jesus. Okay? Now, remember, guys, this guy is paralyzed. He cannot walk. Okay? Jesus looks at him. Okay, and you know what he tells them? He tells them, your sins are forgiven. Now, it sounds cool, right? But what did this guy come here to have done? He came in here to have his body healed, right? So his friends are probably looking at Jesus and saying, hey, that's cool, okay? But they didn't come here for this. What did they come here for? To have his body healed. But Jesus is God, and he knows what they're thinking, okay? And remember, guys, there's Jews here, right? Okay? The only one that can forgive sins is who? The Jews believe. Is that God? And they're starting to, they don't know fully that Jesus is God now. So Jesus, to try to show them that he has authority and he is God, he does two miracles that day. He tells the guy that his sins are forgiven, and then he tells him to get up and walk. So he heals him of his physical problems where he's paralyzed, right? So Jesus does two miracles that day. What's the first one? The first one is that he heals the guy and he's able to walk, right? That's a cool miracle, right? Someone can't walk, now he can walk, okay? What's the second and most important miracle? He heals the body. He forgives him his sin and heals his soul. Right now, if that guy dies, where does he go?
Heaven.
Goes to heaven with Jesus forever, right? So our body is important to take care of, Jesus is trying to tell us, right? But our soul is even more important, right? Yes? That's story number one. Jesus forgives sins of people. You ready? Story number two. Jesus, you guys fast forward a little while. Jesus dies. Jesus comes back. Jesus shows himself to the disciples. He shows himself to the disciples. And he tells them something really cool. He goes, as the Father, guys, remember, the Father sends the Son. So he says, as the Father sends the Son, as the Father has sent me, now I send you. And he's talking to only his disciples right now, right? And he breathes on them the Holy Spirit, okay? So he gives them the power, and he tells them that you go, and you go hear the sins of people. And if the sins are forgiven, they're forgiven. And if the sins are not forgiven, they're not. So who does he give that power to? He gives that power to forgive sins to whom? His disciples, right? Yeah, right? Give me a thumbs up. Good. Now we fast forward. Number third story. Where I know we're moving quick. The third story goes, and it's in the, what's it called? It's in another book of the Bible, okay? And it's in the book of James. And the book of James tells us that if someone is sick, do you know where the Bible tells them to go? Where does the Bible tell them to go? The Bible tells them to go to the priests of the church. And he tells them they will anoint you with oil. And if you have any sins, those sins will be forgiven. So who has authority to forgive sins now? Now Jesus had the authority. Jesus gave the authority to the disciples. And then Jesus gave the authority to the priest, right? Okay? It says when you are sick, you go to the priest of the church. And they will, and Jesus will forgive your sins through the priest. Now let me try to have you guys understand this a little bit. When you go to confession, who are you really meeting at confession? Are you meeting the priest or are you meeting Jesus at confession?
Jesus
is using the priest. Jesus is using the priest so you can see the priest, but you meet Jesus there. Who is ultimately forgiving your sins in confession?
Yeah.
A really cool priest once said, he's like, when I became a priest, What I did is I lent my lips, my ears, my body, my eyes, I lent them to Jesus. I gave my everything to Jesus and let him use it. Do you guys remember when the priest goes up there and he changes the bread into the body of Jesus?
Yes.
And he takes the wine and he changes to the blood of Jesus? Think about that. When he's up there, what does he say? Does he say this is Jesus's body? He doesn't say that. What does he say?
This is my body.
This is my body. Right? Because who is up there?
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus forgiving us our sins. It's Jesus giving us his body and blood. And it's Jesus doing all of this through the priest. Okay? Everyone understand? Okay.
Yes.
Now, who here thinks confessing your bad things to someone can be really scary? A little bit scary sometimes? Okay. Here, guys, God is a very smart man. Okay? He's very smart. Okay? He knows that it's scary for us. So he protects us and he tries to take away some of those fears. Okay? So, and let me tell you how Jesus takes away some of those fears. You guys ready? When you go to confession, if you tell the priest anything, who thinks the priest is allowed to say anything? The priest can say nothing. Let me repeat that again. If you tell the priest you did the worst thing in the world, you killed 10 people, and someone comes and asks the priest, hey, did Rams come and tell you he killed 10 people? Can the priest come and can the priest tell anyone that I killed 10 people?
No.
The priest can never, ever, 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 ever say anything that you told him in confession. Let me repeat that. The priest can never say anything that you said in confession. Everyone understand that? So you never,
yes,
ever, ever have to be worried that he's telling anyone. Don't worry about if he's telling your parents. Don't worry about if he's telling. If the priest does tell, if the priest does tell someone, what happens to the priest? What happens to the priest?
He's in trouble.
Huh?
He's in trouble.
He's in big trouble. He's fired. Okay? That's very serious. Okay? He spent his whole life being a priest, and now he gets fired. Jesus takes confession and the protection of every single one of your sins very seriously. When you go to confession, know that outside of that little box, you are going there to tell Jesus about your sins, and Jesus is going there to forgive you of your sins. Okay? You don't worry about anyone ever knowing, because it's none of anyone else's business. Okay? And you are 100% protected there. Okay? Okay? Everyone good with that? Give me a thumbs up.
Yes.
So you never, ever, ever, ever have to worry. Okay? Good. Okay. Guys, if you have mortal sins inside of you, what's the first thing you want to do?
Go to confession.
You want to wait? You want to be like, hey, I'll go to confession in a month? Because if you die and you're in a state of mortal sin, where do you go?
Hell.
Yeah, so you want to go quick, right? Your relationship with God has been damaged. So if you know confession's happening Sunday, get there early and get in line. Or if you need a confession, ask Abuna Fadi, ask Abuna Safa, ask any priest you see. If you have any problem ever getting confession.
I have a question.
Yes. Wait, give me one second. If you have ever any problem getting confession, send Sidir a message, send me a message, send any of us a message, and we'll make sure you get confession. Don't wait. Let me give you a quick thing, okay? The church requires you to go to confession once a year. Let me repeat that. The church requires it once a year, okay? That is a very little amount, okay? A lot of the saints in the church, you know how often they used to go to confession? Once a week. Once every other week. When you have mortal sin inside of you, don't wait. What's your question?
Like, I know it's like 1 year, but like, when is it the best time to go? Like, how long do you have to wait?
1 year is the minimum. I do not, and Sadir can talk about this too. Everyone that I've talked to, I recommend going somewhat regularly. But anytime you have a mortal sin, you need to go as soon as possible. And I mean that, as soon as possible. Okay? Don't wait a month. Ask your parents. I need to go and talk to Bonafati, talk to Sadir, talk to Bonasafat, talk to someone. And get to, so whenever you have mortal sin inside of you, you should go. Okay? So let me give you an example.
So like you don't have today, to schedule.
You do. You can schedule it. You can schedule, or usually a Buna Fadi and a Buna Safa will have it before Mass. Okay? I'm sorry, they'll have it during Mass. So one of them is doing Mass and the other one's back there doing confession. Okay? And Sadir, for the communion kids, Sadir will walk you through your first confession. And then from there, we'll make sure that we have kind of a schedule of times that the priests are going to be doing confession weekly. So you can make sure that you have time to go. Okay? But on Saturdays, guys, you guys are there in class usually. I know these are a little different times. If you need confession and you don't want to wait till tomorrow, grab a Bonafati. Bonafati, I need a confession. Can you give me a confession? A Bonasafa, I need a confession. Can I get a confession? Sidir, can you get a Bonafati? A Bonasafa, can I? Rams, can you go and get them so I can get confession? Rams, they're not here. Where else can I go for confession? Ask and we'll figure it out for you. Okay? Don't wait. And don't be shy. The priest's biggest job is to give you the sacraments, to give you confession, to give you Jesus. Okay? That's their job. That's what they want. That's what they want to do. Okay? Everyone good?
What if you die in a venial sin?
If you die in a venial sin, if you die in mortal sin, it's hell. If you die in venial sin, you will most likely go to purgatory. And purgatory is just a place that you get those sins or you get those imperfections removed. Okay? So if you die in venial sin, your eventual position is purgatory, and everyone that's in purgatory is gonna go to heaven. Okay? So you wanna make sure you don't die with mortal sin. If you don't die with mortal sin, you've done a good job. Okay?
Okay.
And guys, venial sins, okay? Every night is a nice time. You know, there's some days that are really good. You're like, man, I did a good job today, right? At the end of the day, you kind of want to look over your day and kind of be like, hey, did I do a crappy job today or did I do a pretty good job today, right? So what you do is you examine yourself for the day. Say, hey, what did I do good today? And it takes sometimes 45 seconds, 1 minute. What did I do bad today? Yeah, man, you know what? I was really a jerk to my brother, you know? Oh man, I shouldn't have slapped my sister in the face, right? I shouldn't have done bad things. Or maybe you're like, no, I was actually nice to my brother today. You know, I should have helped my parents when they asked me to do the dishes instead of giving attitude, right? Or maybe when my parents were talking, maybe I shouldn't have been watching TV. I should have been concentrating. Or maybe I shouldn't have been so lazy to do my schoolwork, right? Every day you look at yourself and you look at the things that you've done wrong. And if they're venial, apologize to God. And if they're mortal, go to confession for it. Everyone, good? Yes? Any other questions so far? Okay. So, yes, ma'am. Hardworking armadillo, what do you got? You unmute yourself. Say it again. Is she muted? It's okay. Oh, there we go. Okay. Anyone else? Anyone have a question? Okay, go ahead, Dynamic Buffalo. What's your question?
What if you had a mortal sin and forgot about it?
So I'll go through these. If you go to confession, and before you go to confession, guys, what you want to do is we're all not that smart, right? So what we do is we go right before confession, like anything else, you prepare, right? And it's a very simple preparation. You say, hey, God, okay? Hey, Holy Spirit, I need your help. I got to remember my sins. I don't remember them, okay? I need you to remind me of them. And I will give this to you in some way. Maybe I'll send an email with it. Sidhar, you have everyone's email here?
No.
If not, we'll get you an examination of conscience, okay? So what you want to do is you want to prepare to go to confession. So what you do is you ask the Holy Spirit before you go in. Say, hey, Holy Spirit, I need you to help me remember my sins. Okay. And you want to remember your sins in two ways. The type of sin, right? So write this down. Write this down. Take the pencil out of your mouth, out of your hair, out of your, you know, eyes, out of whatever. And write it down and say, hey, there's two things you want to say when you're trying to remember sins. The type of sin it was and the number of times you did it. Okay? Let me give you an example. If I killed someone, if I killed five people, the type of sin would be me killing people. And the number of times I did it would be five. Okay? And guys, they're estimations. What you're doing is estimating. Okay? Sometimes it's hard to remember, but that's why you're sitting down preparing. You can write down your sins and you can prepare with them, right? So you can say, hey, God, hey, Holy Spirit, can you help me remember how many times did I hurt my brother this week or this month? And you can estimate 10 times, 15 times, do your best. Okay? What God wants to do is try to have you understand what sins you committed so he can try to change you and try to make you better. Someone had a question. I think Sarah did. What's your question, Sarah?
Can you repeat the thing that we have to write down?
Yep. You just need to, when you're thinking about your sin, you want to know the type of sin it was. So you can put type of sin, and the number of times that you did it. Number of times that you did it. Okay. Does that make sense? So if you push your brother three times, the sin is I pushed my brother, and the number of times is three. Not that hard, right? Now, let's say this. Let's say you did an examination of conscience, okay? You examined yourself before confession. You asked the Holy Spirit to help you, and then you went to confession, okay? You got out of confession, and you're like, oh, crap, I forgot something. Is that sin that you forgot is still forgiven in confession? Okay, it's still forgiven. Did everyone hear that?
Yes.
Don't worry about forgetting. Worry about remembering. And then if you forget, and it was by accident, God will forgive that sin. The next time you go to confession, remember to say that sin. Okay? Don't be worried, guys. Go in trying to apologize to God, remembering your sins, and God will forgive you of those sins. Okay? So far, so good? Everyone make sense?
Yes.
Don't be worried. Go to confession. Think about the things that you've done. Ask God to forgive them. If you forgot one, say it the next time you're in there. Okay? Everyone good? Okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I was going to go over a little bit on what you actually do before confession and during confession. I'm sorry, during confession. But I don't think we're going to go over that. I think when we actually do it, we'll go over this in a lot of detail. So we're just going to do something very simple. Sometimes it's hard to remember your sins, right? So and you guys don't have to write anything down now. This is how we're going to end, okay? I want everyone to either close your eyes or just take some time to think. I'm going to ask you some questions. Not for you guys to answer out loud, just to yourself, okay? And I'm going to give you certain things. I'm going to give you certain questions that might make you think of certain things that you've done wrong, okay? And so it allows you to see where your sins are and what sins you have. Before we do this, and this is the last thing we're going to do, does anyone have any questions? Okay. Yes, Miss Laura and Marianne.
Are all the kids taking communion this year?
Are all the kids taking communion? That is a question for probably Sadir and the priest, less for me. Sadir, do you have any comment on that?
We'll let them know later.
Okay.
We will let them know later.
Okay, Sarah, what's your question?
At my school, it's Catholic school, so we have a church there, and I'm getting communion this year. And for the rehearsal, we're gonna do confession and rehearsal at the same day.
Excellent. Do you know when you're doing? Are you doing that soon?
I think on the 11th. I don't know.
On the 11th. Okay. So you want to make sure, right? And they're gonna explain it to you, okay? That you're gonna go in the confession. You're gonna say your sins, okay? And then the priest will talk to you, and then he'll give you something to do. You'll do it. And guys, when you get out of confession, guys, think of this: you're clean. When you go out of confession, you have no mortal sin inside of you. It should be the best feeling in the world, okay? It is the most amazing feeling in the world, okay? Remember that. It really is. After Jesus Christ and the Eucharist, guys, this is my ultimate favorite sacrament, okay? It's anytime I screw up, Jesus just wants me back, okay? It's how much Jesus loves us to say, hey, you screwed up. You're a screw up. Just keep coming back to me, please. I love you. I want to change you. I want to make you better. Okay, so before we go into confession, I'm going to just ask you guys some of these questions. Just think about them. Think if maybe these are things that you've done in the past. Okay? You guys ready? This is how we're going to end. So, this is the preparation. So, let's pray to the Holy Spirit that they might let us remember. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I mean, okay?
Please, Holy Spirit, allow us to remember our sins, the things that we've done wrong against you, all the sins that we've committed, especially the mortal sins, Jesus, that we might remember them and we might be able to confess them. So, the first question, did I pay attention at Mass? Have I fooled anyone? Have I fooled around in church? Did I say my prayers every day? Did I say mean things to my mom or dad? Or did I disrespect them? Did I always say thank you to people? Am I hard to get along with during school at my grandma's at home? Did I do what my mom and dad told me to do? Did I do what my teacher told me to do? Was I lazy around the house? Did I do my chores? Did I hurt other people's feelings by calling them bad names? Did I not stick up for people that were being bullied? Have I started fights with my brothers and sisters at home? Have I blamed other people for things I do? Did I get other people in trouble for stuff that they didn't do? Do I hit people when I get mad? Have I forgiven people? Am I holding a grudge? Have I cheated or been unfair in games? That I refused to play with someone for no good reason? Was I lazy about my schoolwork? Did I fail to do my homework? Did I cheat in school? How many times did I lie to my parents, my teachers, my friends? Did I take anything that didn't belong to me? Did I refuse to eat food I didn't like? Guys, all the time before you go to confession, you just want to ask the Holy Spirit to try to help you remember the sins so you can tell them to the priest so God can forgive them. Okay? Everyone okay? Okay. All right. Guys, let's just do a final prayer, and then you guys are good to go. Siddhar, did you need them for anything?
Nope. You did great.
Guys, you guys did an amazing job. Guys, I know there's a little bit of fear. It's like, hey, I don't want to die in mortal sin. Okay, because you don't want to go to hell. Okay, but confession is what we want to do, guys. Is the reason that God gives us confession is so because He loves us so much, He wants us to come back to Him. Anytime we do something wrong, God says, "I want to give you heaven. I want to give you. I want to share everything with you. I just want you to love me because you want to love me." And that's what confession is. Says, "Sorry, God, I want to be back with you."